I'm delighted to welcome into studio Alistair Meredith. He's an art specialist and head of department of paintings, drawings, prints and sculptures. And we are looking today, he's with Strauss and Company, and we're looking at the sale of important South African and international art, which is all happening on Monday, the 5th of June. You can go along and see all these beautiful pieces of these artworks, as indeed I did last night. Welcome to you, Alistair.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, Alistair, just tell us, because as I walked in, Susie Goodman, who's the manager of Strauss Art, said to me, just let me know what you want. And I said, I'll give you a list. Yeah. And of course, that's quite jokey, but I mean it really. There are a few pieces there that I just fell in love with. What for you are your most favorite pieces?
Well, there are a good number, I must say. I suppose we do have a spectacular pier neuf in the sale. It's called Farm Jonkershoek with Twin Peaks Beyond in Stellenbosch.
Yes.
It really is quite a special picture. It is a spectacular precursor to one of the station panels that Pier Neuf painted for the Johannesburg Railway Station.
It's reminiscent of those, isn't it?
Yes, in
fact,
for
me anyway.
The Stellenbosch panel that he painted for the railway station shares the view. So with the Cape Homestead sort of in the mid-ground and the Twin Peaks in the background.
And there's certainly an Art Nouveau flavour to it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the most exciting things about it is the date and the style. It was painted in 1928.
Yeah.
Pier Neuf went to Europe in 1925. He spent a number of months there. He was hugely invigorated by his exposure to modernism, all the various strains of modernism, as well as different kinds of aesthetic criticism.
Yes.
And he returns to South Africa in 1926, very much inspired by his exposure in Europe, and absolutely determined to paint in a more modernist mode, I suppose.
Yes.
And he starts painting quite geometric pictures then, 1927, 1928, and showing them in smaller shows in Johannesburg and in Pretoria. Yeah. And then in 1928, it was a bit of a watershed show. He shows most of these geometric paintings at Pollyak's Music Room in Pretoria. And critics were quite encouraging. He, I think, really liked the direction he was moving in, but they were entirely rejected by the buying public.
Is that so?
Yeah. So at that moment, he realizes he needs to revert to the more familiar, monumental style, you know, that his buyers so appreciated. And this picture is a wonderful transitional painting in that we see the geometric influences in this wonderful fragmented mountainside, yet in the foreground we see a more naturalistic Pier Neuf working. So
yes,
a wonderful transitional piece.
And I was just saying to you just now that it's like there's a frame within a frame, that he's used the trees and the branches in an Art Nouveau way.
Yes.
And there is that sense that it's framed, that mountain is framed by the trees, and then there's another frame which obviously is of the painting.
Yeah.
Bit sort of David Hockney.
Yes, I suppose in some way.
It's
a frame within a frame. Yes,
that he used to do.
Just
going on, I mean, that really is, can we just ask what the reserve price on that?
Well,
to make everyone laugh.
The estimates on that work are set at 6 to 8 million rand.
Yes.
The guideline estimates, of course, it might go higher, and we certainly hope it does.
We're going to be watching with interest.
Yes, in terms of importance and wall power, I would like to think it can go a bit higher than that.
And sheer enjoyment.
Yes, absolutely.
To have that, be able to look at that every morning.
Yeah.
Can we just go on? Obviously, the price range of what we saw there last night is huge. I mean, from several thousand to millions.
Yes.
What really struck me, because I've always really rather wanted to have a William Kentridge, and I saw one last night that was big. It was just a couple dancing with a rather large lady in the air.
Yes,
and it's joyful and it's happy, and I want that.
Yeah, well, I know exactly the picture you're talking of. It's a wonderfully beautiful, gentle Kentridge drawing. Yes. It's one of the four major Kentridge drawings we have in the sale.
Yeah.
And the four are very different. This one, I would agree with you, definitely the most gentle and perhaps in some ways the easiest to live with.
Yes.
The other major work, the other major Kentridge work in the sale is a drawing towards responsible hedonism, and it's a very large work that really does make a statement, and in my mind very much a museum grade picture.
Yeah. Yeah. As you walk in, and I just want to remind everybody that you can walk in over the weekend and just have a look at everything that's on show there and it's going to be on sale on
Monday. Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So the sale is on Monday, but all the pictures and sculptures are on view at the Wanderers Club today, tomorrow and Sunday. We open from 10 to 5.
Right.
It's free, it's open to the public. We always like to think that it is the best cross-section of South African art you'll see anywhere in the country on this weekend. And we do try and encourage as many people to come. We've had a few hundred school children through the doors already this morning, sort of choosing their favorite pictures. But yes, we do encourage as many people to come along.
Well, there was one particular Irma Stern that I saw, which was absolutely beautiful, the face of the woman.
Yes.
But you've lined them up rather nicely, there's sort of three in a row, and then the Pianif, there are quite a few in a row, with that one that we've been discussing as center point. As you walk in, there's Claire Johnson's face on a video which has been drawn by William Kentridge, and that's fascinating.
We're very excited about that. In fact, as you come into the show, we have a smaller booth which we've staged a show within a show. There are a number of works that are very much on the theme of the mid-90s democratic moment in South Africa.
Yes.
So we have two drawings by William Kentridge which are from the video he made for Mango Grooves, Another Country video,
exactly.
In 1994.
So that just gives everybody an idea of the range that one can see there.
Absolutely.
But pop along. Thanks so much, Alistair, for coming in. Your website, if people would like to have a look on that.
Yes, strassarts.co.za.
Lovely, and it's all there. There's a lovely catalogue too that one
can... the catalogues are available... at the Wanderers Club, and as I say, we hope that as many people can come have a look as possible. We do have walkabouts on Saturday and Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.
Nice.
And again, it's free of charge. Our specialists will just be wandering around talking about some of the important pictures and some of their favourite items.
Great education.
Yeah, I hope so. Yes.
Alistair Meredith Strauss, thanks very much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.